Bandsaw. Whoa, Nelly, and good night, Irene, because you are in for a treat. This tool is so much fun, it's hard to believe it's legal. Of course, you can cut out all kinds of curves on it and sculpt chair parts, Sam Maloof style, but the first time I resawed a board into two book-matched pieces, I just about had a conniption fit. I have a Laguna 24 from 2003 that I'm crazy about. It can resaw up to about 17 inches, which allows me to make really nifty matching panels, as well as my own veneer, which is terrifically valuable aesthetically and also saves some dollars on materials. If you only have room for a bandsaw, you can also use it to do all of your ripping. It won't leave a glue-ready edge like the table saw, but you can rip close to your dimension and then clean up the edge with a plane or on the joiner, and the action is exponentially safer than on the table saw, especially with rough stock. No kickback. I also love the versatility the bandsaw affords me. I can cut out joints of many different types, but specifically the big tenons I love to use on my trestle tables. Many companies make respectable small bandsaws with rollaway kits, so you can tuck them in the corner when they're not making you giggle with delight. Be sure to do good research on this machine, though, as you want a cast iron table with quality guide blocks or rollers, rubber on the tires, and a decent resaw capacity. The bandsaw requires constant vigilance for optimal use. Blades can dull pretty quickly, so we change blades pretty frequently at our shop. With every blade change comes the opportunity to check the fit of the guide blocks, which are ceramic on our Laguna tool. Keeping all of the details finely tuned makes for a much more pleasant experience and gives you the best chance of accurate work on this saw. Neglecting your guide blocks or your fence alignment can lead quickly to a drifting blade, which can really spoil your day. Also, this is another machine that can lop off a finger in the blink of an eye, so please be very respectful of it. Sliding compound miter saw. Here is another invaluable soldier in the board shortening department. I always try to have at least 8 feet of square fence on either side of this saw so we can handle long lengths of lumber. This tool will really earn its keep when you have many multiples to cut at a specific length. The fact that you can set up a stop block at the correct length against which you rest your piece and then neatly cut it to length is invaluable. This tool is also extremely handy for cutting compound angles on a board. You can imagine that in order to make pieces that are perfectly square, one needs this tool to cut materials at a perfect 90-degree angle. The slight run-out of the blade, on most models, makes it extremely difficult to keep this saw turning out perfect corners, so we used to turn to the table saw when we needed accuracy. Then we got the Capex by Festool, and it seems to be earning consistently high marks. Planer. When I discovered that I could mill my own wood to whatever dimension I desired, rather than depending upon the only sizes available from the home improvement store, I felt like I had just been equipped with an incredible superpower. Once you find a source of rough sawn lumber, you can mill the timbers down to whatever size you please. It's a gas. I have a big old 18-inch planer made by Powermatic back in 1983, when they were still building their tools in Tennessee. It'll also accommodate timber up to 6 inches thick, which covers pretty much anything we want to put through it, short of table slabs. We never buy pre-surfaced lumber, so we put a heck of a lot of board feet through our planer every month. That is why I located it as close as possible to the dust collection system. It's a workhorse, and we love it. Make sure you leave enough room to clear your board's infeed and outfeed egress. If you're looking for a smaller or more portable arrangement, there are some really hardy 13-inch planers on the market that have knocked my socks off. DeWalt makes one of the better ones, and I can state that with enthusiasm, as I ran thousands of linear feet of old reclaimed Douglas fir through one of their portable planers without a lick of complaint. The knives are also very easy to change out. If you treat your planer right, it'll give you many years of pleasure by way of smooth and clean wood faces.